Republicans prevail in Georgia House race. Tropical storm bears down on Gulf Coast.
This is going to be a serious event.
Driven away.
The co-founder of Uber steps down.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Democrats looking to make a statement in the special election battle for a House seat in Georgia have little to say this morning. Republicans won there and in a special House election in South Carolina, too. CBS's Mark Strassman says the Georgia seat has been in GOP hands since 1979.
Special thanks to the President of the United States of America.
Karen Handel celebrated her new job by thanking President Trump.
Go, 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 go.
On Twitter, he took a victory lap for those that want to make America great again.
My promise is to work every single day relentlessly.
The fight goes on.
Handel's opponent, 30-year-old John Ossoff, raised more than $23 million. In his concession speech, he looked to the future of the Democratic Party.
So this is not the outcome any of us were hoping for, but this is the beginning of something much bigger than us.
CBS News Elections and Surveys Director Anthony Salvanto says the result could bolster the president's legislative priorities.
Republicans will come away from this feeling pretty good about where they are.
Last night, Handel had a message for congressional Republicans.
We have a lot of work to do. We need to finish the drill on health care.
Well, the partisan divide over health care is on full display as some in the Senate work on a new bill. We're live this morning with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Democrats have complained that talks have been going on entirely in secret. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy.
Republicans are shutting us and the American public out of this process.
But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell insists the package will be ready for public release tomorrow.
Everybody will have an adequate time to take a look at it.
In a meeting with GOP senators last week, the president said he wanted a measure that's
generous, kind, with heart.
He's been said to describe the House-passed health care version as mean. So what will be in this Senate package? Even Republicans are complaining they don't know. Here was John McCain yesterday.
Maybe the Russians have been able to hack in and gotten most of it, but I haven't seen it.
And GOP leaders hope to see the Senate pass it by the end of next week. Steve?
Well, now to the Gulf Coast, where people are bracing for a blast from Tropical Storm Cindy. CBS's David Begno says some areas could get a foot or more of rain by tomorrow.
We're still about 24 hours away from landfall, but already we're seeing storm surge here in New Orleans. This morning, you're seeing high winds, probably 45-mile-per-hour gusts here in New Orleans. But across the Gulf Coast, you've got rain bands that are already rotating all the way from southeast Texas to the Florida Panhandle. We're talking about more than 500 miles.
The storm's top sustained winds are near 60 miles an hour. Some rain would be welcome in the blistering southwest. Las Vegas tied its record high temperature yesterday, 117. Death Valley, California topped out at 125. In Phoenix, the mercury hit 119. That mark's only been topped four times in the city's history. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is sweating it out there.
It's hard to describe it other than like taking your hair dryer, putting it on hot, and having it hit you from all directions at all times throughout the day. It is really intensely hot here.
And the forecast calls for more of the same today. Well, changes at Uber have been shifted into high gear with the company co-founder and CEO, who had taken a leave of absence earlier this month, now out. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Travis Kalanick has increasingly come under fire for presiding over a company with a workplace culture that allegedly included sexual harassment and discrimination. More than 20 Uber employees have been fired in the past few months. In a letter announcing his departure, Kalanick said he loves Uber more than anything in the world, but he said he has accepted the request of Uber's top investors that he step aside.
And it's not clear who will replace him. Senior White House aide and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner has arrived in the Middle East, hoping to set the stage for a new peace deal. Mideast scholar Stephen Zunis at the University of San Francisco expects pleasantries, but no breakthroughs.
Neither side wants to look bad by not showing up. So certainly they will go through the motions, but I would be surprised if either side has much hope that much will come from this.
Belgian police today raided the home of the attack suspect who was killed by police yesterday at the central train station in Brussels. No one else was hurt in that encounter. A new story of millions of wasted American tax dollars in the Afghanistan war is emerging from the Pentagon. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
When the Afghan army needed new uniforms back in 2007, Afghanistan's defense minister did not opt for the desert pattern he could have had from the Pentagon for free. Instead, he chose an expensive woodland camouflage pattern costing $28 million, which the Pentagon paid. This, even though only 2% of Afghanistan actually is woodland. Now, the Pentagon's Special Inspector General is asking why, but any answers won't bring back that $28 million, Steve.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, a pretrial hearing today in the case of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. He's accused of desertion for walking off his post in Afghanistan in 2009. He was held by the Taliban for 5 years. His lawyers will ask for the most serious charge to be dismissed. What happened after Philando Castile was shot by a police officer last summer outside Minnesota's Twin Cities was live streamed by his girlfriend. Now, video's been released displaying what happened just after he was pulled over at the wheel of the car and was asked for an ID and said he had a weapon.
Don't reach for it, then. Don't pull it out.
The officer in Castile's death was acquitted in court last week. In Britain, Queen Elizabeth's 96-year-old husband, Prince Philip, is ailing. Buckingham Palace says he's in the hospital for treatment of an infection and is in good spirits. Actor Daniel Day-Lewis is the only three-time Oscar winner for Best Actor.
Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment. Now!
One was for Lincoln 5 years ago. Now, Day-Lewis, who is 60, says he is retiring. His final film called Phantom Thread is due out later this year. You're listening to the World News Roundup, winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast 4 years in a row. With email and internet messaging now essential, some consider the Postal Service old school. CBS's Jim Shenevy says a new stamp is an eye-opener.
It's a first for the U.S. Postal Service, a postage stamp that transforms itself with the touch of a finger. It's a 49-cent stamp that's dedicated to this summer's total solar eclipse. The stamp is printed using temperature-sensitive ink and reacts to body heat by turning the image of the blacked-out sun into the moon. Place your finger on the stamp, it changes. Remove your finger, it changes back. Buy a sheet of the eclipse stamps, and on the back you'll find a map of the eclipse's diagonal path across the U.S. on August 21st. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp says on social media that after his death, his brain will be donated to concussion research. The 44-year-old ex-defensive tackle says he's become concerned about recent memory lapses. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.